Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, starting the third hour. If callers want to call in about other subjects, they're welcome to do it when these guests aren't with us. I'm really trying to talk about the upcoming war with Iran, government staged terror in Iraq, the killing of civilians, the police state here, Dar Jamal, combat reporter, 8 months off and on in country during the war and the occupation. He's been in Fallujah during the siege, and he'll be joining us for much of this hour. Coming up later, we're going to have John Sharp on with us, scheduled, the publisher of the powerful books, Neocon and Neocon Again. We'll be carrying at Infowars.com. But let's continue with calls for Dar Jamal. Hassan, I believe, calling us from Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead. That's classic. He just hung up as I went to him. Okay. James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Yes. I wanted to ask if you would consider not offending the Nazis by comparing the way we're treating the Iraqis to the way they treated whomever. I don't think they ever treated anyone the way we're treating prisoners that we were holding in Guantanamo.
I think they were doing some raping and some torture, and quite a bit of it, actually. But let me just say this. The Nazis didn't brag about it and publish it, and Hitler's lawyers didn't put out newspaper articles saying they can crush children's body parts in front of their parents. So the Nazis never bragged this much and didn't try to normalize it. They just did it behind closed doors. Dar Jamal, comments?
Well, and another thing that I think I should draw another parallel is that I've personally documented doctors, U.S. Army medics, being very complicit in the torture, either by trying to hide it and conceal it and falsified medical reports.
Or assisting,
like, you know, basically going in halfway through the torture saying, no, okay, you can give it to this person a little bit more.
Okay, and again, for those that don't know, Dar reported on this months before it hit mainstream news. It is admitted that they actually have doctors helping in the torture.
Yeah, without a doubt. I was reporting on that as far back as January of 2004. And then, of course, this was a case, though, actually, that the actual torture story that I reported where this occurred happened back in August of 2003. So
what about organ grabbing? We know that some of these people have their organs taken, not just in Iraq, but in Israel.
That I haven't come across in Iraq, but at this point, with what's going on there, I don't think too much would surprise me.
Anything else, James? Okay, Reagan in California. You're on the air, Reagan. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was going to sit here and listen to this and just stay off the phone. But what got me on the phone with you is to let people know that this is happening already right here. The example is found on your website with the new WTC site. And you were talking a little while ago with your guest about having your retina scanned. That's exactly what they're going
to
do
down there. Nationwide, you get in any building, you'll have to retina scan. The national ID card passed last year, known as Real ID. You'll have to have it to have a job. You'll have to scan it. They're going to have a national sales tax that phony conservatives are pushing. They will not replace the income tax. They're going to have both.
Yeah, I would ask anybody that if this thing does go up, I call it the George Pataki Bush Treason Tower. That's all it is. It's the Illuminati's new base in New York, and please don't go near it. Don't go near it.
Yeah, I hear you. That was in the Associated Press yesterday. Thanks for the call, Reagan. Did you hear about that, Dar, about how they said, oh, for security, we're going to have to retina scan anyone that goes in the building and have armed guards and face scanning cameras?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Well, I saw Ridge 3.5-4 years ago on C-SPAN say that to have a job, to work, everywhere we're going to be under this.
Well, it's certainly not a surprise if we look at what they're already doing, what they're doing to other citizens from Europe, for example, that want to come into the U.S. when they go through customs getting a retina scan. So it's certainly just a continuation of the trend.
When we get back, I want to get into Iran with you, and then I also want to talk about how you think this is all going to end in Iraq, how this is going to play out. Because we've been told this war on terror is going to last generations. There are 60-plus countries on the PNAC hit list. We're talking to Dar Jamal, website darjamaliraq.com, or just go to Infowars.com, big fat link right there on the front of the site so you can link over to his site for the unbelievably in-depth and accurate reportage. We'll be back with our brave guest. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in a little while, we'll be joined by John Sharp. We're talking about the same issue, the whole world government, the imperial empire, what's happening in Iraq, the Iran situation. We're about to go to Hassan, who is now back. Barney, Mike, and Jim. We'll continue with calls throughout this hour. Dar Jamal, combat reporter, 8 months plus spent in Iraq. Dar, the Iran situation, they're using the exact same propaganda of 3.5 years ago on the eve of the invasion, now coming up on the 3-year anniversary this month, to now invade Iran when it's admitted they can't have any A-bombs for 10 years if left alone to buy whatever they wanted. So it's just no basis in reality.
Again, exactly as you said, it's another instance of them recycling the same exact propaganda, and I think the difference with Iran is that they don't have an interest in an occupation. They're going to just use a massive aerial bombardment and lots of covert ops, as we've already seen, where just yesterday there was more bombings in two southern Iranian oil cities, which is nothing new also.
And then they say Al-Qaeda did it, and then on top of it, it's admitted that U.S. Special Forces are hiding in the hills all over the country.
Without a doubt, that coupled with unmanned surveillance flights that have been going on for several months now, many covert operations going on and special forces on the ground, and have been for many months.
Dams being blown up. Imagine America, if stuff was blowing up, dams were blowing up. You know it's the globalists, there's nothing you can do. And how dare Iran criticize us while we're just bombing them?
That's right. And I think another really important thing to pay attention to is what will happen in Iraq when this bombardment is launched against Iran, and it's not if, it's when. And I know I don't need to tell you that, but what will happen in Iraq is we look at already the two leading Shia clerics, Grand Ayatollah Sistani, who was born in Iran and moved to Najaf in 1953, is going to do essentially what he's told by the clerics in, by the mullahs in Iran. And then we've had Muqtada al-Sadr, the other leading Shia cleric, who has already announced publicly that if Iran is attacked by anyone, of course, his militia in Iraq will fight for Iran, both in and outside of Iran.
And the globalists know that. It's P2OG again. It's like literally beating a hornet's nest with a giant baseball bat. They know that it's going to explode, and we're off to the races.
That's right. And, it, of course, that opens the door for them to use whatever types of weapons they want to use there. And, of course, it will be very good for the military-industrial complex.
And I believe the network's trying to talk to me, but it isn't coming through. What was that, guys? Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that message. Again, I'm down in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota. We're about to go to our guest, John Sharp, and Dar's been gracious enough to ride shotgun with us. Both these men who I admire greatly, especially Dar Jamal, being over there 8 months. And we're also, Dar, hearing the media frame the debate that how dare the Iranians, scum of Satan, if they dare fight back or do anything, and when we bomb 200 sites with DU, depleted uranium, maybe even they're talking about using mini nukes, no such thing, but they're calling them mini nukes, super bunker busters. Imagine their evil if they fight back. If they do anything, why, then we'll have to invade the South and go ahead and take their oil fields where most of their oil is located. Can you imagine an evil country so evil that they let special forces troops run around all over their country, blow up dams, bomb refineries, clearly doing it, staging terror in Iraq, blaming it on Iran, and then can you imagine how evil they are that they're saying they may fight back if attacked? I've never heard of such evil.
Exactly, and all empires through history have used this tactic, this propaganda tactic of dehumanizing the people who resist them. I mean, if we're going to apply that same logic being used by the people in Washington, D.C., then we have to call the American patriots who fought against the British, they would be terrorists then as well.
Then there's this line that all the Muslims want to eat our guts and eat our brains. I mean, you're a Christian yourself, and that they just all can't wait to slit our throats immediately. They've always left us alone. They will leave us alone if we leave them alone. In fact, in the past, the first treaty we had was with a Muslim nation. George Washington signed it. They were always friendly towards America. They don't like the British, and I understand why, who keep taking over their countries. And it's just, it's such a fraud. It's such a lie. It's so ridiculous. Mossadegh was a poet. He was pro-America, okay? They overthrew the guy, and they put the Shah in Savak, and they tortured tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands put in prison. They used Dr. Mengele-style torture techniques that trained the U.S. in Nazi tactics. That's declassified, by the way. I was just reading these documents the other night, to go over there and have the Savak torture. Then they got sick of it and overthrew the Shah, and then now everybody's upset that they don't like us. Then 3 years ago, they've got a moderate government trying to be pro-West, bending over backwards. That isn't good enough. Now a more radical government has come in, thanks to these policies which were meant from the beginning to radicalize these Muslim nations.
Right, and that's exactly what's happening all throughout the Middle East, including Iraq. And it's astounding to see this, and that I really, it's hard for me to understand why more folks here aren't able to draw the connection.
But you've written and said, and I've also seen this in the foreign press, that most Arabs, most Muslims, most Persians, I mean, it is understood. They are sophisticated geopolitically. They understand it. They've lived through it. They understand that this is all being manipulated.
Yes, without a doubt, which is, again, why when we see bombs start to fall on Iran, there will not be, as the neocon strategists say, that where people will rise up and overthrow the mullahs, where actually quite the opposite will happen, just like we're seeing in Iraq.
And I want to give the facts. In Egypt, in Syria, in Iran, in Iraq, there were huge Christian populations, or still are to some extent, and Jewish populations totally left alone. No one persecuted them. No one said, oh, we're going to chop your head off if you don't convert. The fact is, that it is a huge hoax that this is going on. The fact is that they recognize Christianity and Judaism as the roots of their religion and honor it and are scared to death of even, spitting a mile away from a Christian church. It is a lie.
That is true, and it's the same thing in Iraq, where there have been Christians there. 6% of the population of Iraq is Christian. They've all been able to coexist without a problem for thousands of years. So, again, I think it's important for people to draw that connection between the rhetoric being spewed by the minions of the Bush administration in regards to what's happening there, and just compare that to the past thousands of years of history.
Well, you're a Texan, but as you said in the last hour, when a caller asked, your family's Christian Lebanese, and I mean, have you guys been persecuted? Are they trying to convert you to Islam?
No, of course not. That's absolutely ridiculous.
They didn't chop your head off when you were in Iraq. They're all bloodthirsty killers.
You're right, exactly.
I mean, I thought they had rock and roll music stations there and Playboy sold in the stores. I'm not even saying that's good, you know, with the Playboy, but the point is it's a fraud. And now, in fact, I've got the documents from the 50s after the Cold War. They tried to go and fund the Muslim Brotherhood and others to radicalize them.
Yeah, that's really not as surprising. Again, it works for them to work with the fringe elements there. We're the vast majority of the people in that country that, just like people here, they want peace, they want security, they want the ability to have a better life. And that's what they had hoped for when the initial invasion was launched, even though they knew the pretenses were false.
You know, they really got 18-inch fangs dripping acid and they all just want to eat us. I mean, have you heard the neocon propaganda? They want to kill us. They're going to get us. They're going to got to kill every one of them.
Well, fear is, as usual, really the main weapon that they have and are using quite effectively, unfortunately.
Let's go to our guest, and he'll be with us for the rest of the hour. And stay with us a few more segments, Dar. I'm so honored to have John Sharp. John Sharp was a 1993 distinguished graduate of the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. And it goes on and on, where he just received his degree in honors, English. And it goes on, he served with the U.S. Navy submarine officer for 7 years, culminating in an overseas tour at the U.S. Navy submarine headquarters. And it goes on and on. He's launched the new IHS Press imprint called Gates of Vienna Books. And it focuses on world history, dealing with the defense and decline of Western civilization. And now he, of course, has put together beautiful hardbound books, Neocon and Neocon Again. Now, I know you've been sitting there for 4 minutes on hold listening to Dar and I talk about the situation. Give us your take on what you've heard us discuss, John.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor to be on with Dar. We followed his work and continue to follow it. And if you read through both of those volumes, you'll find little bits of wisdom that are attributed to Dar. So we really appreciate, Dar, your work firsthand. It's remarkable to get some truth from on the ground, so to speak.
Thanks very much, John. It's mutual.
Neocon gets into the whole war, the Iran situation. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, well, the first book gets back to what you guys talked about in terms of the religious aspect. I mean, there's so much propaganda both in terms of what Islam is all about, but also on the Christian side. I mean, it's been represented by folks like Falwell and Robertson that the Christians themselves are bloodthirsty, and we want another crusade, we want to reshape the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. And the first book was put out to basically refute that contention, that's all nonsense, that the authentic position is very much in favor of this peaceful approach, the idea that we want to, you know, live in peace with other members of the family of nations. And so there's 400 pages on this tradition that frankly goes back not only to the original Christians, but goes back even to the Roman thinkers like Cicero, arguing that if you're going to go to war, you go to war to defend yourself against an actual ongoing armed attack, and that's all. And so I would say that approach obviously applies no less to Iran and what may be coming or what will be coming, just as it does to Iraq.
Well, we're the invaders. I mean, we're drug-kicking and streaming it, but we're the invaders, the classical aggressors.
You're right, and there's no way to get around that, and the fact of the matter is that fact doesn't change the minute the conflict starts. That's one of the things we've been disappointed in on behalf of some of the what they would call paleo conservatives, who, you know, Buchanan, Sobran, these guys. I normally enjoy reading what they have to say. Pat Buchanan has a feature essay in the first book, but what was disappointing was this line that we heard from certain circles that, well, now that the shooting starts, we all have to just shut up and fall in line. And of course, you know, if the conflict's fundamentally unjust when it starts, that fact doesn't change.
Shooting's never going to stop. Bush says it's a 100-year war.
Exactly. And so, you know, we can't afford to shelve this question of right and wrong. And, Dar, I'd be interested in your comment, but our perspective from here is that if it's true, we want to convey to the rest of the world that we are law-abiding and that we're peace-loving. I may say that kind of smirking because, of course, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But how credible is it to launch one aggressive war after another and expect people are going to take us seriously when we talk democracy and the rule of law?
All right, stay there. Our guest is John Sharp. He is the publisher and, of course, author himself. These two new books we're carrying at InfoWars.com in the video and bookstore. And we've got Dar Jamal riding shotgun with us for a time as well. And your calls, those that are patiently holding. Stay with us.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Combat reporter Dar Jamal will be with us for another 20 minutes, so this segment into the next, and Mr. Sharp for the rest of the hour. Both men are on the road. We appreciate them taking time out to join us. I know we've had callers holding for quite a while. Let's try to get a couple calls in, then we'll get back into the new book, Neocon, and the even newer book, Neocon Again. Two beautiful books, hardbound books that we're carrying. The new one, Neocon Again, is 850-something pages, but it's an easy read. Get it today. Let's go ahead and go to Hassan, see if he's there. There in Canada. You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for... I'm a Muslim, basically, from Pakistan. I was born in Pakistan. And I'm just really, really grateful for, like, the news you bring, just because you were even talking about it, how, like, just talking about the Muslims in general. And I just wanted to thank you for actually looking at it unbiasedly.
We want everybody to live in peace. We don't want to kill you. We know it's a lie that the majority of Muslims want to kill us. And international polls they've done, it's 6% are the frothing crazies over there. And here it's about 40% are frothing crazies. And we didn't used to be like that. We're not shameful creatures. The majority of us are good people in this country. Dar, Mr. Sharp, any comments?
Well, that's what I found, just like what Mr. Sharp was talking about before the break, is that, again, despite the atrocities that have been inflicted upon the people of Iraq, most people there are still very clear at differentiating between the American people and the policies of the U.S. government. They're very clear on the fact that, you know, most people there are aware that we've had two illegitimate elections here in a row, and that these policies are not a reflection of the will of most people in the U.S.
Are they concerned, Dar? I mean, do they know that we're falling, that we may go into full-bore dictatorship?
Many do, not all. I don't think most are quite aware, just like most people here in the U.S. are not aware of how critical of a situation it is and what is at stake.
Let me get Mr. Sharp's, John Sharp's take, and we'll let Hassan finish up. Mr. Sharp, your take on that.
Well, I think it's nice to hear from his perspective as well. And, you know, to go back to what we were saying before, I mean, the bottom line is you have so many Christians in the U.S. who use Christianity as some indicator of their kind of public approach or their religious approach to things. And the truth we wanted to represent, which I think is very similar to what you guys are talking about, is that the Christian religion is a religion of peace. It certainly admits of self-defense, but that's what it comes down to, is self-defense. And if you look at the facts of both what's pushing us into Iran now and what's pushing us into Iraq, no matter how much credibility or credence you give to some of these assertions and some of the accusations, in no way can they be understood as necessitating a war of defense. If we were attacked, we can defend ourselves exclusive of that.
9/11, we got hit. Well, you look at 9/11, it's an inside job. There's no debating it. But even if you believe it was 19 guys in a cave were able to do this and all of this happened, it wasn't Iraq that attacked us. It wasn't Iran.
Exactly. And we tried to take that perspective on purpose to say, let's assume for everybody out there who believes the official story that you still can't argue your way from these 19 guys who are, you know, unidentified. Again, we decided it was bin Laden kind of on a whim.
Mainly coming from our so-called allies. I mean, we love UAE. We love Saud.
Yep, exactly. No, you're exactly right. And so regardless of what your take is on that story, although we're as skeptical as the next guy on all that stuff, there's no argument justifying a kind of aggressive approach that we've taken.
Well, the PNAC documents say we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event. Brzezinski said it too. We need major terrorist attacks to unify the people behind a war of empire. They say it's an empire. They say it's a pretext. Hassan, finish up, sir.
Just a couple quick points. I actually was in the U.S. living there during September 11th, funny enough. I was like 17, I think, and going to first year of university. So, I mean, I was like right there in the middle of it, like it happened. So, I mean, I know exactly what it was like. And even at that time, I even thought they should go into Afghanistan. Like, as a Muslim, I'm thinking this, like they should. And then, this was way before I got into any of this. But my second question was for Mr. Dar. I've been going to university for a while, and like I'm not really like never interested in anything I was doing, not at all. So like it's got me where I'm just like and like obviously I can see all these things happening around me, and I do I've traveled quite a bit, so I've seen much there is to see. Like kind of crap, like sitting here right now in Canada living my, you know, great lifestyle that I live. All this is going on. And I was just wondering, like, how you exactly went into, like, how you sort of...
You're wanting to get involved in the fight against the New World Order.
Well, yeah, but, like, how did you actually go in the training you got to go into Iraq? That's...
Oh, you want to ask Dar Jamal how he went there to cover it. Okay, we'll be right back. You want some background on that? John Sharp's our guest. Dar Jamal's our guest. More of your calls coming up. More of the issues John wants to talk about when we get back. He'll set the agenda for the last 30 minutes, tell us some of the issues he wants to cover. More straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Desol, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Desol Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR number 1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Through your calls quickly after we cover some more issues. 1-800-259-9231. Barney, Mike, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up. Both of you, John Sharp and Dar Jamal, both of you, give us your websites respectively so people can visit them.
Dar, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, mine is darjamalirak.com. It's darjamalirak.com.
Or, again, just go to Infowars.com. We've got a big fat link in the guest section today on the main page. And, John, we're carrying your book, Neocon and Neocon. Again, they're both amazing. They're incredible. They're easy reads, even though they're voluminous, because it's just chapters, different issues, different facets. But tell us about your website, and then tell us about the books.
The folks can pick, you know, articles or chapters that are of interest to them. There's no obligation to read the whole thing cover to cover, although we would, of course, suggest that they ingest and digest every word The books are broken into two volumes. The first is about 400 and some odd pages, featuring somewhere between 20 and 25 contributors. The message of the first was twofold. Number one, we've discussed it a little bit, to sort of right the wrong on what's been popularly perceived as a Christian war and as a conservative war. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Of course, Christian principles dictate that it's only legitimate to go to war if you're actually attacked. And as we've said, 9-1-1 notwithstanding, that's not even a credible argument. The second one is this idea that it's a conservative war, that conservatives across the country support the thing, and that's, of course, false. There's a piece called "Is This a Conservative War?" by a professor up in Pennsylvania, Paul Gottfried, who's a long-time and well-known paleo-conservative writer who really shreds that argument.
Just like Paul Craig Roberts.
Exactly, very much so. And, of course, there's a whole host of folks that have not gotten the press and publicity they deserve.
Pat Buchanan's in your first book.
He is, Joe Sobran, the late Sam Francis, and I really should mention Jude Winiski's interview. We did an interview with Jude before he died back in August of 2005. It covers the first 70 pages
Jude,
of the book.
Jude died? I interviewed him.
He did, yep. He passed away, I think, the 30th or 31st of August last year. It was a real shock to us.
Oh, my gosh. I interviewed him right before he died.
Yep, you sure? He may be one of the last ones. We feel like this this print interview from him is kind of capturing his last testament, because, as you know, he worked on Iraq for, say, 15 years. He was one of the only mainstream political figures that I'm aware of who told the truth about Iraq, going all the way back to the end of the Iran-Iraq
War. And he was quite prominent from,
He was, yeah. I mean, he's a big-time Reagan administration guy, an associate editor of the Wall Street Journal in the late 70s, inventor of supply-side economics.
He was a really sweet guy, too. I interviewed him twice last year.
Yes, yes. Very, very good guy. And he was in a conservative establishment, and it was only towards the end that the neoconservatives started taking pot shots against him on their websites, which proves to me that he was doing some good.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
So, yeah, I mean, that 70 pages there, if somebody wanted to buy the first book and they said, look, I really just need to read one thing, that's worth the price of the book itself. Because
You'll have an encyclopedic knowledge of so many things.
Yeah.
And then briefly, because I want to move on to some issues, but tell us about the second book.
Well, the second book looks at the more explosive or hot topics that, for your listeners, Alex, is not going to be anything shocking or anything that they're unprepared for, but it does look at this intelligence scandal and refutes this notion that, well, it was just an accident. I mean, there's nothing that could be further from the truth, but we do have insiders. I mean, guys, retired CIA folks and a former director of the Middle East desk at the DIA, which is Defense Intelligence Agency, who really give an explosive inside view as to what was happening to push the intelligence community in the direction that the politicians wanted it to go. Again, it refutes this notion that it was just an accident, and that, in fact, what little scraps of bad intelligence were out there were actually intentionally misused and captured.
Shannon created a special office because he couldn't get the lies he wanted from the CIA.
He did, yep. And that office was in the Pentagon. It was in the policy division, and it was run by a guy named Douglas Feith. I don't know if you talked about him on your program
at all.
Yeah, one of
the chief neo. Sure, we talk about Wormser.
These guys are thick as thieves, sadly. But
let me go back for a second to Dar Jamal. He's going to leave us here in just a few minutes. Dar, that's another key issue. They have premeditatedly lied to us so, and I want to get John's take on this too. They premeditatedly lied to us. We get the documents Downing Street. I think the White House memo is much more important. They admit that's real. We'll paint up planes fake and try to get them shot down, or fly them low to get shot down, blame it on Saddam. We'll create fake intelligence and claim that we have an informant that saw WMDs. We'll lie to the people. We'll fix the intelligence around going to war. And then now, after they lie to us over and over and over again on the port deals, on a hundred other issues involving all this criminality and ballooning the size of government and all the unconservative things they're doing, we're supposed to believe them now again. Dar, John?
Well, again, and I think that's a really, really important way to contextualize. Look at what's happened in Samarra. This is just yet another example where we're supposed to believe the rhetoric they're putting out, that this is terrorism, that there's some like Abu Musab al-Zarqawi or al-Qaeda, or the usual pretenses that they use. Why should we believe anything that they say now, especially in light of everything that you've just mentioned?
It's not that they screwed up on intelligence. It is admitted that they knowingly fabricated it. That violates so many federal laws. John, give us your take.
Yeah, well, and I think it was nice of Dar to mention the word rhetoric, because so much of this is rhetorical. We have a piece in the back of the second book called Name-Calling or Nemesis, and it's an analysis by a retired Army colonel of the insurgency and resistance in Iraq. Dar, I'd love you to read it and give us your comments. In fact, I think you're quoted in there a bunch of times. But this word terrorist conjures up the evil demons that you were referring to kind of hyperbolically, Alex, in the last segment. The idea that somebody who fights an occupying army or fights an invading force is a quote-unquote terrorist is fundamentally...
Well, they also call them cowards, and to say that some guy, and most of them people who've lost their families, who literally with an old AK-47 goes up against tanks and Apache helicopters and F-16 and F-18 joint strike fighters, I mean, that is not a coward.
No, you're right, but it's, you know, it's very persuasive, and I'm afraid it works for most of the American people because they create this mentality like if it's only terrorists that oppose Uncle Sam, Uncle Sam is obviously the good guy, then anybody who dares to oppose what Uncle Sam is up to is ipso facto, an extremist,
right.
A wacko, you name it. And it really, it shuts people's brain off because what it means is they lose this grasp.
Well, here's a very
right versus wrong.
Well, you're right. Here's a very transparent example. They start calling it Total Information Awareness Network. They announced 3 years ago everything you do, every credit card purchase, everything you do, New York Times, is going to be watched. It's for your own good. Shut up and take it. Then they call it the Terrorist Information Network, and it's just like now when they get caught with the NSA spying, they call it the Terrorist Surveillance Network. See, well, you're not for surveilling the terrorist, are you? See, they're manipulating wordsmithing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very subtle. They're very effective. And, Alex, if you go to one of the things I mentioned on our website or didn't get a chance to mention, it's neoconned.info, neoconned.info. Obviously, the folks can buy the books through you, but we try to update the news links very frequently. Anything that hits the headlines that's relevant
to
the book.
Well, I think it's fine if they go to your website.
Yeah, either way. I mean, we're happy to certainly share the wealth. But I wanted to mention, you refer to this total information awareness, the thing that old Admiral Poindexter started these few years ago.
Convicted felon.
You know, exactly, till he got all this heat on him. Well, it's just come out recently. This was in National Journal, and folks ought to go to the National Journal website and look for it.
It's still operating.
Exactly. It survived, and all they did was change the names. I mean, they called it Gopher Hunt or something, you know, ridiculous.
And they
just in order to disguise it and perpetuate it.
And they privatized it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's the same old story, but again, this rhetoric, I think, really has shut the brains off of the American people, and that's why I'm hoping in our books and programs like yours, we can start getting people to think critically, because I really think that's the problem anymore. People swallow what they hear from Fox News and from the White House press releases, and then they're just fail to hold on to this ability to make these
decisions. No, John, I totally agree with you. We're going to let Dar go in here in just a moment, but let's try to jam two calls in quickly for you guys. Barney in Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air, then Mike. Barney, go ahead.
Hi, folks.
Your phone's terrible, so go ahead and make your point quickly.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, folks. Apparently, my name is Bernie Van Humusen. I'm a little stage fright here.
I'm going to put you on hold, sir. Your phone's too bad. Maybe at the end when we let our guests go, I'll be able to get you on. But I'm sorry, it's just not working. Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome. Yeah, we've had a lot of problems with the phones today. It doesn't normally happen. I think having so many people on the line, two guests, and then the callers is causing... Well, we may jam a few in at the end if we're able to, if folks can get themselves together and be on the line. 1-800-259-9231. Dar, in closing, because I'm going to let you go, I appreciate all your time. Any other key points you were unable to mention? Anything else on the Iran situation?
Well, I just think it's really imperative for people to pay very close attention to what's going to happen there and that Iran's not going to be the end either. And then until people really realize this and are willing to start standing up and taking some action to change the course of what's happening here, nothing will change.
And I asked you earlier, and you never had a chance to answer, and then I want to pose this question to John. Where do you think it's all going, this whole thing? What do you think is going to happen to this globalist empire? What are they going to have to do to get this through on us? I think they're going to stage big terror attacks here in America, but I want to get your take on it.
Well, without a doubt, the stage is set for something like that to occur, and I think that is going to be what they will have to do to simply augment the numbers of the military. They're going to need to continue on with this agenda.
Do you think they're going to fail? I mean, look into your crystal ball. You've been there for 8 months inside the war, inside Fallujah, during the siege. Do you think they're going to fail? What's going to happen?
Well, as far as Iraq goes, the Iraq occupation failed probably less than 6 months into it. So that is a total dismal failure. And really the only solution will be a tail between the legs thing, evacuation similar to what we saw in Vietnam.
But the neocons are busy wanting to move on to the next theater.
That's true, but I think, as with all empires, they've already grossly overstretched themselves.
And that's because their imperial leaders are always little soft, delusional individuals.
Right, who have no real experience with military whatsoever.
All right, Dar, I really appreciate you joining us. Godspeed. We hope to talk to you in the near future.
Thanks, Alex.
John, would you like to answer that question? Give us your take.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to predict because I try to be an optimist thinking that things will turn out well, and I'm always wrong, and then I say to myself, well, I told you so. So, I don't know, Alex, what things are going to bring, but I can tell you that if this business that Dar brought up about Samara, you know, I mean, I think that's a classic example. I mean, we have a situation that I think, based on all the research that's contained in Volume 2, is something everyone should be very skeptical about. The idea that the Sunnis are at the Shiites' throat, the Shiites are at the Sunnis' throat, strikes me as very, very similar to your comments earlier about the Christians and Muslims. One thing that I think Dar's written about somewhat, and we go into in the second book, is failing an understanding of what Ba'athism was and this ideology of Ba'athism under Saddam Hussein. You really can't understand modern Iraq. Ba'athism was ascendant basically since the very late 60s. So what you have really is 30 years or 35 years almost worth of an ideology in Iraq that puts Iraq nationalism first. Everybody in Iraq learned to imagine that they were Iraqis first, and after that they were Sunnis or Shiites or Turks or Christians
or
what have you.
And that almost completely ended sectarian warfare.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things that's quoted in this article, an interview with Jude Winiski, is an email from a Shiite that he was in touch with in London, a very well-respected and reasonable Shiite doctor who said, look, don't buy into this rhetoric about the Shiites and the Sunnis at each other's throats because it's just not true. There's some fringe, just like there's always fanatics, but it's very same, the way to conceive of it, I imagine, is the way we conceive of it here in the U.S. We're all Americans. We have different backgrounds, different religions, etc. But if we're invaded, we all pick up the shovel.
But John, if you go back to Iran and then the staged overthrow of Mossadegh with staged terror attacks, the CIA documents, I don't know if you've read those, say we can't have any nationalist, even though he was pro-America, anti-communist, and secular, they said we cannot have any of them being free, any of them being sovereign. So that's why Iraq was set up and brought down, because they were pro-Christian, they were leaving Israel alone, Jews were living there, people were getting along, women were graduating from college more than men, they were about to become first world, again, they had rock and roll radio stations, they were mainstream. That can't be allowed. Now the globalists are very happy. It's all in a big quagmire, and the Muslim extremists are taking control, and so now there gets to be a big enemy, we get to hype the Muslims up. I mean, this is sick. Do you agree with those statements?
Oh, I totally agree. I've never borne out in the facts for people who want more, you know, support for what you're saying. Volume 1 has a lengthy essay on the sanctions and even on Gulf War I. At the very beginning of the book, it talks about how from the outset there was this desire to bring Iraq down precisely because of those strengths that you mentioned. In the second book, there's an explosive quote that's recorded by an Italian journalist. The guy's name is Maurice Blondet, or Maurizio in Italian, Maurizio Blondet, who called up Edward Luttwak, the famous neocon strategist at CSIS, called him up during the first Gulf War, or right before it started, and said, look, we in Europe, I mean, we're kind of a peace-loving people. We really don't even think it's likely that the U.S. is going to go into Iraq just over Kuwait. Saddam has already agreed to pull out. He's already agreed to negotiate some acceptable terms. We just don't think the U.S. is going to go through with it. And Luttwak's comment back to him that's quoted in this, I think it's Chapter 3 of the book, is, we are, in fact, going to bomb Iraq back to the Stone Age. And what Luttwak says is exactly what you just said. Now that the Iran-Iraq war is over, all of Saddam's engineers and his technical people aren't needed in the army. They're going to get back to the social work and the rebuilding of infrastructure and whatnot. They will become the dominant power in the Middle East, and we cannot permit that to happen. This is the kind of agenda and the mindset that's behind what's happening. So,
and then you have these people with arrested development, these full-grown adults who hold down businesses and make money, and you think they're smart,
yeah,
and they're just like, I want to nuke them.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly
like, well, do you know the history? No,
exactly.
I don't know nothing, but I won't kill them.
Yeah, don't confuse me with the facts. That's the thing that I think is most depressing to me, is to talk to so many folks like this who you have to assume, I suppose, are well-intentioned, but they just absolutely refuse to open their minds. That's why these books, I mean, they're big enough. If people won't read them, I like to bash some people over the head with them just to get them to wake up and think through these arguments and these things that they're told, because on the face of them, they just don't make any sense.
Well, this type of criminality being engaged in by these criminals that have seized our country, it's shameful, and I will not be part of it. I will expose it. I don't care what the consequences are. Let's take a call from Ron in New York. Ron, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello,
Ron.
Okay, a few things I want to say. Yes, as far as the DARPA program, that's correct. It's been quietly resurrected under another name. So it never really went away, and Congress has full knowledge of it and doesn't care and doesn't do nothing, like they don't do nothing about many other things. Secondly, with reference to the Patriot Act and its warrantless search provisions for emails and computer data, well, it's now come out, though Alex has been saying this for quite a time, on the front page of today's New York Sun, that a case which essentially has been kept sealed, or I should say kept in confidentiality until now, dating back to 2003, you have two federal judges in the state of Florida who had ruled that, in fact, these warrantless searches apply to garden variety crimes, and they've, in fact, used them in garden variety crimes.
Sir, in 1996, they paid $9 billion to have the NSA have officers in every major hub. They run them, and now it's admitted on MSNBC and on the Russert program on CNBC. They just go, yeah, we're listening to everything.
That's correct, and they've been denying that. They've been lying about that, both the political power structure.
But it was all in the trade publications.
Both the power structure in the media, the establishment media, the neocon established media. They've been lying to us for years now about this, and the proof is right there. And by the way, The Sun is no liberal newspaper, should anyone know.
I didn't see that. Do me a favor, email it to tips@infowars.com. What's the headline?
The headline is Patriot Act email searches apply to non-terrorist judges say.
Patriot Act
email searches apply to non-terrorists, judges say.
All right, we'll get that posted.
The audacity, if you read this article, the audacity of one of the judges that say, well, there's no language there that really Congress empowered them to do this. However, I'm going to rule that it's constitutional for them to do this.
But see, in Section 802, all crime is terrorism.
The country as an institution is in collapse.
Sir, it has collapsed. I mean, people, they're openly, and Bush is announcing he's a dictator.
The people, I think, have gone somewhat insane to go along with this. It is detrimental to them.
Hey, Ron, stay there. I want to get that headline better during the break from you. I want to come back and let our guests wrap things up and comment on the domestic front. Stay with us. We're talking to the man who published Neocon to Neocon Again. You can get them both at Infowars.com right now.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
just let him finish up. I'm not going to take any more calls. I'm sorry to the callers. It's just that we've had a lot of guests on, a lot of news today, but we'll take a lot of calls tomorrow and throughout the week, so be sure and join us. I want to thank all our stations, the affiliates out there, the sponsors, the listeners, God, of course, number one, and the folks that make the broadcast possible up at the Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I come to you from Austin, Texas. John Sharp, I've got to get you back on in the near future, but I wanted to get your take, and I hope people will go to Infowars.com and get Neocon and Neocon again, or go to your website and get it. We have a link to it up on Infowars. I don't care. Just get the books, folks. But, John, because these are beautiful books, and the information is even better than the hardcover and the packaging, but it just looks great, and that's good for people that aren't informed to give them a copy, because they tend to read stuff that looks good as well. They tend to judge books by their cover. But where do you see it all going? I mean, listen, I'm not joking when I say domestically, I videotaped Marines many years ago training to take our guns and put us in camps, and I was the cook saying it 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I mean, we're entering hell itself.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. You're right, and of course it's this inability of people to think themselves out of this box they've been put in. I think that makes us all, we're all good sheep. We all go along with the process precisely because we've shut our brains off. We take stuff out of Fox News or out of a White House press release, and we just shrug and say, "Oh, of course they're telling us the truth."
Well, you're a Naval Academy graduate. You were on the nuclear submarines. You call yourself a conservative. I mean, you're going public. Why did you go public?
Well, I mean, I just got fed up, I'm sure, just like you, Alex. I mean, there comes a point when you see the leaders of your country doing things ostensibly in your name. I mean, I know a lot of people have said, hey, Americans, you know, you're a quote-unquote democracy. Why don't the people take charge of the situation? That's not happening. You know, all your listeners know why, because of what you explain on your program. But I think, you know, it's high time that people just get out there, like this guy who called, the young man who grew up in Pakistan from Canada. If all the young folks out there would get in touch with you, get in touch with us, get in touch with anybody they possibly can to put this this righteous anger, this legitimate outrage to use.
And so many people picture themselves as an Arnold Schwarzenegger-type hero. They go, I can't do that. I can't save the world by myself. That's not what real heroes do. Real heroes raise good children. Real heroes work hard and are moral. Real heroes don't cut corners. Real heroes stand up for what's right against peer pressure. Heroes do little things every day.
Yep, and they work together, most importantly. The real heroes, I think, don't have this one-man-against-the-world mentality, but they they sign on the dotted line and join up with a much larger cause. I mean, certainly this thing is bigger than your program. It's much bigger than these books. I mean, these books we created as a resource to give people the intellectual firepower that they need to understand everything about what's happening in Iraq now and where we're headed.
Give us your website again.
It's neocond.info, N-E-O-C-O-N-N-E-D, neocond.info.
Now, let Ron finish up in New York. Ron's called over the years many times, given me a lot of good info. I did go pull up the Sun article. It's going up on Infowars.com right now. Patriot Act email searches may apply to non-terrorists, two federal judges say. Ron, you're absolutely on target. You're, of course, a retired police detective yourself. As a retired police officer, what is it like to see this happen to your country?
When I was an officer, there still was something that we could coherently call a country based on our social and historical traditions. It doesn't exist anymore. I believe, and I'm going to say this, that the United States is in a process of rapid collapse as a democratic institution, and that a large part of its people, or most of its people, are suffering from some form of self-denial to the point that it's insanity. I think a lot of Americans have literally gone insane.
It's just like the Nazis. Ron, I thank you for your call. Good to hear from you. We haven't heard from him in months. It's you, the listeners, that give us all the key info. You're our eyes and ears. We wouldn't even know about this Big Sun article. I got 30 seconds left. John, take us out of here. You're our tail gunner.
Well, let's use these books as the intellectual firepower we need, both as a roadmap for the way ahead and for understanding why we're doing what we're doing. And most importantly, use them to get the debate back on to right versus wrong. That's the most important thing, and without that, we're lost.
Sir, thank you for joining us. Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. Same to you. Hope to do so. Bye-bye.
You bet. Folks, I'm gritting my teeth. I have the hair on the back of my neck stands up. I got white knuckles. I know it's real. Do you know it's real? This isn't a joke. I got chills right now. This isn't a game. This is the battle for the Republic against the beast Antichrist world system. We shall prevail!
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.